The Court of Holy Life, April 15. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Church of Christ on earth is amid the moral darkness of a disloyal world, which is trampling upon the law of Jehovah. But their Redeemer, who has purchased their ransom with the price of his own precious blood, has made every provision that his church shall be a transformed body, illumined with light of the world, possessing the glory of Emmanuel. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, shining through his church, will gather into his fold every lost, straying sheep who will come unto him and find refuge in him. They will find peace and light and joy in him who is peace and righteousness forever. The members of the church should individually keep the light of God's love burning brightly in their own souls, that it may also shine forth to others. We have too much at stake to allow spiritual lethargy to creep over us. Let us beware of indulging a disrelish for religious services and religious duties. Let us resolutely battle against that sluggishness of soul which is so fatal to the growth and even the life of the Christian. That church will be healthy and prosperous whose members are putting forth active, personal effort to do good to others, to save souls. This will be a constant incentive to every good work. Such Christians will labor with greater earnestness to secure their own salvation. The dormant energies will be aroused, the whole soul inspired with an unconquerable determination to win the Savior's plaudit of well done, and to wear the victor's crown. Christ makes his church a beautiful temple for God. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, he declared, there am I in the midst of them. His church is the court of holy life, filled with varied gifts, and endowed with the Holy Spirit. Appropriate duties are assigned by heaven to each member of the church on earth, and all are to find their happiness in the happiness of those whom they help and bless.